Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. First off today, we have more details on the new 13-inch MacBook Pro. While the previous generation 13-inch MacBook Pro could only be connected to a single 5K display or two 4K displays simultaneously, the 2020 MacBook Pro can now be connected to one external 6K display. This means that users who prefer the smaller version of the MacBook Pro can now pair it with Apple's Pro Display XDR at its full resolution. But unfortunately, only the most expensive models with the 10th generation Intel quad-core CPUs and 16GB of RAM support 6K external monitors. So you won't be able to choose the version that starts at $1,299 if you have plans to connect it to a 6K display. The 2020 13-inch MacBook Pro also includes support for Dolby Atmos playback, just like the new 16-inch MacBook Pro and the 2020 MacBook Air. Dolby Atmos enables immersive surround sound for movies, TV shows, and other compatible media. And again, much like with the 16-inch MacBook Pro and MacBook Air, the new 13-inch MacBook Pro includes an upgraded microphone system as well. And on the downside, this new MacBook Pro is not compatible with Wi-Fi 6, keeping the old 802.11ac Wi-Fi instead. Wi-Fi 6 enables faster transfer speeds and better traffic management for congested networks, and it's becoming more common. The iPhone 11 and the 2020 iPad Pro already use the new Wi-Fi 6 standard, but none of Apple's Mac computers do. And finally, yes, the new 2020 13-inch MacBook Pro still uses a 720p FaceTime camera. In other news, Logitech appears to be preparing a new HomeKit-compatible smart video camera called the Logitech Circle View. Logitech briefly published details on the new Circle View camera on its website, but it has since taken the webpage down. But on that site, Logitech touted support for HomeKit alongside best-in-class video. There's also HomeKit secure video support, which means it syncs directly to your iCloud account, and the Circle View is wired, much like the HomeKit-compatible Circle 2. Other details briefly showcased on the webpage include that the camera will offer full HD support with 180-degree diagonal field of view, a weatherproof design, night vision, and much more. Speculation about a new Logitech Circle smart home camera has been growing recently. While the Logitech Circle 2 was an early adopter of HomeKit Secure Video, it has been out of stock at most major retailers over the past few weeks. The wireless Circle 2 is still widely available, but it lacks support for HomeKit. As such, this new Logitech Circle View appears to be a replacement for the hard-to-find wired Circle 2. As of right now, there's no word on a release date for the new Circle View, but it will apparently be priced at $159, according to the webpage. We would expect an official announcement sooner rather than later. Last but certainly not least today, Apple has announced that it will host its virtual Worldwide Developers Conference beginning on June 22nd. Apple had already announced its plans to host WWDC as a virtual event this year, but it had not announced an official starting date, instead only saying that WWDC would take place sometime in June. Now we know that WWDC 2020 will at least begin on June 22nd through the Apple Developer app and on the Apple Developer website, and it's free for all developers. Other details remain unclear, such as how Apple plans to host its annual keynote, where it showcases the latest iOS release and its other platforms. One of the biggest benefits of WWDC every year is that developers get the opportunity to interact and go hands-on with new features in iOS alongside Apple representatives. And we don't yet know how Apple plans to replicate that experience virtually this year. And finally, Apple has also announced the Virtual Swift Student Challenge this year, which it says is an opportunity for student developers to showcase their love of coding by creating their own Swift playground. Apple says that student developers from all over the world will be able to submit to the Swift Student Challenge by creating an interactive scene in a Swift playground that can be experienced within 3 minutes. Winners will receive an exclusive WWDC 2020 jacket and a pin set. Apple says that all developers are encouraged to download the Apple Developer app, where additional WWDC 2020 information, including keynote and platform State of the Union details, session and lab schedules, and more will be shared in June. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.